feel led to share a few thoughts with you this morning. Perhaps you could turn with me to the first epistle of Peter. To those of us who saw the video this morning, we were much impressed. I was anyway, about the one word that seemed to be used throughout, and that was the word unique. And it seems to emphasize a thought that I've had in my mind for a few weeks after reading a daily devotion one day. I can't remember what the rest of the devotion was about, but there were a few words in there that I do remember, and they're found in verse 7 of chapter 2 at 1 Peter. Unto you, therefore, who believe, he is precious. To you, therefore, who believe, he is precious. And really, when you think of these words, it's so hard to describe just how we feel about that, isn't it? We've been talking about lots of things today, about the Lord Jesus, but yet, from a personal standpoint of view, it's so hard to describe why the Lord is so precious to us. And indeed, we've had that explained to us this morning, haven't we? That he is the unique one, the only one that is able to put you and me in the place that we are this morning. We share a joy which also is found here in Peter, in the 8th verse of chapter 1. Joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Now, how do we attain this glory? How do we describe it? We gather together as we have this morning, as we sit there and look upon the table. How do we express the feeling that we have in our hearts? The feeling of gratitude, the feeling of comfort, the feeling of knowing our place in life, that no matter what happens, that one day we'll be taken up to be with him. How can we describe a joy like that? It's truly unspeakable. It can't be described. And this, going from that word unspeakable, it's, to the best of my knowledge, it's only used 3 times in the scriptures. And it's one is which we are very familiar with, of course, is the gift, unspeakable gift. And therein is the one we're talking about, aren't we? That precious one, which has been a gift to you and to me. It's unspeakable. In other words, how do we describe it? How do we really tell others about it? How wonderful it is. Because you really don't know. You only get an inkling of it after you accept Christ as Lord and Saviour in the heart. People in the world going by, they have got no comprehension of what we've shared here this morning. They just can't understand about this joy that you and I have in our hearts. That no matter what situation we find ourselves in, whether we're laying sick in hospital, or whether we're out enjoying ourselves in the country, or whatever, we have that inner joy which is always there, that never goes away, and that we have the knowledge that one day, when we go from this life to the next, we'll be with the Lord Jesus, the unique one. The one who was with God at the very beginning. The one who is God. And therein, as we've been talking this morning, God himself in the form of the Son of God. Can we take it in? Can we understand it? God himself took pity upon you and me, sinners of the dust. Nothing that we've done could warrant what he's done. Nothing. But yet he came. As we heard about, he was born a little babe in a manger. and he came for you and me. He came, as we heard this morning. He came to die. Probably the only person ever born to die. But Christ came with the express purpose of going all the way to the cross. What for? For you and for me. Unto you, therefore, who believe he is precious. Now this word precious, when you start thinking about it, how do you work it out? Precious, precious. Well, Peter tells us a little bit about that too. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your vain manner of life received by tradition from your fathers. But, I like these buts in the scripture. They're wonderful, aren't they? But, with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot. The precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Now, we might think, oh, you know, from our human point of view, you take silver and gold, they're precious metals, as they say. But can you compare that with the unique one? I can remember when I was a youngster in school, the US economy was based on the precious metal gold. And you had to have so much of this gold put away at Fort Knox to be able to print dollars for which to use in the economy. And if you didn't have that amount of gold at Fort Knox, then you could only print the number of dollars which that gold was worth. So the economy worked on a precious metal. But it's corruptible, Peter tells us. And that's proven so in the economy of the US. Look at it today. They just print money. People, the multinationals, and those sort of things, they do all sorts of bribes and corruption to get this precious metal. Well, how does that affect you and me as far as the Lord Jesus is precious to us? There's no metal, no diamonds, nothing that could compare with the preciousness of Christ. He is unique. He is the only one. And therefore, it's your economy and my economy, our lives, if you want to put it in another word. Our lives should be based on this preciousness of the Lord Jesus. And therein is where we so often fail, don't we? We fail because we don't come as close to Him as we should come. He is precious. And we know in our failures that because He is precious, we are forgiven. Because He is precious, He has taken away our sin. Because He is precious, we'll be presented faultless, sinless, perfect. What? For something you and I have done? No. Because of the shed blood of Christ. So one day, we shall be presented through Him, because of Him, and by Him, perfect to reside with Him for all eternity. Peter, an apostle, verse 1, chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the sojourners scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Sojourners. What are sojourners? People who are journeying in a foreign land. And because the Lord Jesus is precious to you and I, we in fact are strangers journeying or maybe just staying for a short time, a few months or a few years. We're sojourners in a land which is not ours. It's not our native land. It's not our home. But because Jesus is precious, we are at home always because he is with us always. So we are in effect sojourners. So Peter's writing to us in effect. Elect, this is the second verse, according to the foreknowledge of God, elect. Now this is very dangerous territory. The election is bandied around by different people. Different people have different ideas of what it should be. I wouldn't pretend to talk about election. But nevertheless, you and I are elect. Why are we elect? Because he is precious. He is precious to you and I. Because we have accepted him as Lord and Saviour. Why are we elect? Because God knew in his foreknowledge, when the gospel was presented to you and me, as it was this morning through that video, that we would accept him in our hearts as Lord and Saviour. That's why we're sojourners. Because we have been elected. And because we belong to him. How? Through our faith. Because we have believed. And because we maintain our faith in him. Because of his uniqueness, his preciousness, the unspeakable joy we share because of the unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we've been hearing so much about today. But, back to verse 19. With the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, as we've been talking about. Isn't it hard to really take in fully and completely? But yet, because we do, there are some people who give their entire life to service for him. And they do unbelievable things because they have faith in him. They don't do it. The Lord does it through them because he is precious. And they share that unspeakable joy. We have a sister, dear sister, in our presence now who has served years on the field. She has gone out in faith with unspeakable joy because he is precious. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the world was made, it was foreordained. And when the world was made, Christ was there. Who by him do believe, we believe by Christ, by the precious one, by the unique one, who raised him up from the dead and gave him glory. Why? That your faith and hope might be in God. That my faith and hope, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing that ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto feigned love of the brethren. Unfeigned love of the brethren. That's not pretentious. Love of the brethren. Not pretended. Real love for one another. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's the challenge, isn't it? That's the challenge that you and I have as we grasp and hold on to this unspeakable joy that we possess. Fervently. We talked about that recently. But fervently, here, is intense love. Let's all ask ourselves a question this morning. Do we share that intense love that the Father shared for us when He allowed His Son to come and die on the cross for you and me? Do we share that intense love? If we don't, let's work on it. A real intense love. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Yes, we're sojourners, because we've been born again. We've been born into a new life, and we live in a new nation, in a new society, in a society that's governed by the preciousness of Jesus. You and I are sojourners, strangers in a foreign land, if you wish. Much the same word. And we're travelling. And we'll travel as long as the Lord Jesus allows us to travel. Until He says, I'm calling you home. So we travel with that joy in our hearts. So let's love one another. As we deal with one another, as we speak with one another, let's respect each other and show that love that He would have us to share, as this word tells us. Because we're born again, we are sojourners, and we should love one another as we travel through this land. For all flesh is like grass, and all the glory of man like the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and its flower falleth away. The grass withereth, falleth away. I can remember years ago when we were going to Russell Lee Assembly, had a brother there. I'm trying to think of his Charlie Key. Perhaps many of you know him. And he, one of his favourite expressions was, life is as swift as a weaver's shuttle. And he would sort of do that. You remember Charlie? Life is as swift as a weaver's shuttle. And you know, when you stop and think about it, we're talking about eternity here, aren't we? Forever and ever and ever. So our life on this scene is like that weaver's shuttle. It's like the grass that withereth and dies, like the flower petal that falls off. It's only momentary. But yet we've got eternal life. And we've got it right now. It's wonderful, isn't it? Can you describe it? Can you really say how you feel about it? It's really wonderful. We've got eternal life. Sharing it right now. We're sojourners now. But in a few years' time, I reckon in my life, I haven't got 20 years to go. We'll be somewhere else, won't we? Sharing our eternity with Christ. And then all these things in this world that we're sharing today will be gone. All our little differences and opinions and all these things that we seem to have so much trouble with will be gone. And yes, some of those Catholics down the road, they'll be there too. The Baptists and some of these fellows over the other way, they'll be there too. We'll all be there. Why? Unto you, therefore, who believe, He is precious. That's why we'll be there. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. I suppose I should say endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Isn't the gospel a wonderful thing? I tossed and turned around with the gospel for a long time because of my previous experiences in life, the faith of my parents. But over the years, and Sunday by Sunday as we gather here, the gospel comes back to me in a real way. I was a sinner. Christ died for me. I believe that he died for me. I'm born again. And that's what everyone here this morning should be able to say. And as we go through our journey here, our sojourn, let's just remember those few words. Unto you, therefore, who believe, he is precious.